Welcome to the Tornado Podcast. Ricky Klaverkamp here, joined end of season with head coach Caitlin Hagen of the Oaks Tornado volleyball team. How are you doing this Monday, coach?
I'm doing well. It'll be a change not going to practice after towards the end of the day, but I'm doing really good, Ricky. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit. Yeah, a tough end of season. You know, Linton came on into that tournament and they're just firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, they were, and they're such a talented, well-rounded team that, you know, they're just fun to go up and battle against, and it was fun to watch them throughout that tournament.
And as I said, yeah, we'll get back to that in a little bit. Well, let's just kind of go back to the beginning of the season. Way back when, August 27th, you had that opening season tournament. Only loss came to Central Cass. You guys were looking great after the first few games as well in the regular season. So talk to me how that started the season, how you guys were feeling.
Yeah, I think our first tournament was with Northern Cass, and we had lost to Northern Cass with that one. But no, I mean, you're right. That was really early on, and then the girls at that point were really excited to play and kind of excited to just figure out who is going to be kind of the best crew on the court, and who could really find the most success together, depending on who we played. And so that was a really fun time. It seems like not that long ago, actually. The season just cruised by, but no, it was at that point in the season, we were playing really good. The girls spent a lot of time together throughout the summer and just creating that chemistry together. And that's really important. And I saw a lot of great things early from them. And I think that was a good building point in our season.
And the first real adversity you guys faced in the regular season, then Lemoore, Litchfield, Marion, a team that would you guys would meet up several times throughout the course of the season. Not able to beat them throughout the course season, but you guys were close every single time. But yeah, first one, 3-2 loss.
Yeah, you know, Lemoore's, they're a really talented team. You know, unfortunately, I've watched a lot of tape throughout the season, and some of my girls, and I wish we had that first match back. There was just so many opportunities where we could have shut that game out and just kind of missed opportunities, but we grew from that. And, you know, we saw them in the district championship match. And, you know, again, same thing, like credit to Lemoore, of course. They found a way to come away with the win, and that's what's important. But there were just a lot of things that I know our girls wish we would have had back. And, and just kind of cleared that out, because gave ourselves numerous opportunities to shut that game out and win those games. And, you know, at the end of the day, we just didn't maximize on it, and that happens. And the last time we played them for the third and fourth place match, we did lose. You know, but that game, I kind of switched up our lineup a little bit, because we really decided as a team, our seniors led us all the way. I had just a phenomenal group of seniors this year, whether they were on the court leaders or practice squad leaders or, you know, bench captains, whatever it was, they were just all phenomenal. And so we really made it work to get those seniors on the court that game and that whole game. And, you know, it's a little different dynamic for the girls, but they did so well. I credit all of them. And they had a lot of fun playing together that last match of the season. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. And that's a big thing, especially for those seniors that you guys are going to lose. It's important for them to have the one last game together. Otherwise it feels like something's missing ending your career like that.
Yeah. You know, we've kind of all been there as seniors and kind of shutting out your career if that's what you're going to do. And those girls, they played so well together. And, yeah, we didn't come away with a win, but in my book it was just to see that group play together one last time and have fun while doing it. That's a win in my book.
Going back to the season here, middle of the season, EKM a win. Then you guys kept going on wins after that one loss to Lemoore in the regular season. Ellendale, South Border, Kindred, Barnes County North, Griggs, Mid-Cota, Richland, and Carrington. all leading up to that Linton game. You guys were firing throughout that middle of the season.
We were. The girls really, they just found, kind of found their groove, if you would say that. And of course, there were things that we would want to, you know, clear up and kind of work on in practice. And the girls did that. There's still some things that now postseason, when I just have all this time to kind of reflect on the season, there's a lot of planning going into next season already and kind of the off season and what we can do to better prepare our girls and create that chemistry early and often with those girls, because chemistry on the court is extremely important, but so is off the court, and that takes some work. But the middle of the season, our girls were playing really good volleyball, and then taking us into districts, they did really good. You know, that gap in our schedule was a little tough for us. And then that gap kind of as well for regionals, you know, which is just unfortunate. But teams, like I told you before the region tournament, teams come to play. And I think our region showed just that. It was just a phenomenal regional tournament. And, you know, I'm really proud of all the teams in our entire region. They really did the work at the end of the season and came to play.
Yeah, a tough loss to Linton in the semifinals for the regionals, 3-0. You guys fought hard, especially in those last two sets. Linton just came out firing in set one, though.
Yes, they did. They definitely had us kind of on our heels with that one. You know, that game, I remember some of our connections were kind of struggling. Our back row was getting a ton of balls up for us, giving our girls some opportunities there to make plays at the net. And then we just kind of struggled with our setter-hitter connection. We just couldn't really get on the same page. And that's tough. That's tough to put the ball down when for whatever reason, we just couldn't get that connection just firing like it had been for the previous, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks there. They were really together. And, you know, it's just unfortunate, but it happens. And now, you know, I'm going to have some veteran girls back next year who've been in that situation. And hopefully they're going to be better prepared for how to handle it. And but Linton came out and they played a great game. And, you know, we started playing more of tornado volleyball in that last set there. But fortunately, couldn't come away with the win. And so we couldn't keep pushing sets. But Linton was playing ball, good ball at the right time. And I think it showed with their championship match. And, you know, that few days later, they came out firing and they found a way to win. And now they're heading to state.
Now, you mentioned it during that last little spot. Future, you guys have a lot of gals coming back. This was a pretty good young team that you guys had together. I mean, Ann Mugley, Thorpe, a lot of young players. So talk to me about the team coming back next year. What are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm so excited. As much as I'm kind of missing my seniors already, I'm really excited for the future. There are some great leaders. Ann Mugley is a natural leader on the court and in practice. She does a phenomenal job at the net and kind of really teaching those younger girls, you know, really taking them under her wing and just by experience, you know, what she learns when she's on the court and passing that down. And then Brianna Schmitz for me on the outside, she's such a great IQ player. She has excellent IQ of the game of volleyball. And so I'm really excited to have her back, not only as, you know, a force at the net, but also a really remarkable defensive player in the back row. Our back row, I'm losing Bryn Deffelson, my lib, and then Lake and Roney is so huge for us in that back row. So those two, we're gonna have to really work on filling those shoes. Sam Neal is a right side for me. She really stepped into her own this year, and so I'm going to miss her going into next season. But there's a lot of young blood there that we're really excited to kind of coach up and see what they can do during the off season, see the type of work that they choose to put in, and then really come in the season and see what we can do.
Who do you have coming back next year that you would like to highlight for the listeners?
Yeah, I think
I already mentioned Ann Mugley. She's going to be a big force for us. Brianna Schmidt. And then Paige Bakke, she was a junior this year on the right side. She really came into her own. She really does not make a whole lot of mistakes or errors on that right side. She has become a lot more aggressive for us. She's really gotten powerful with her block, and that's a big thing for us when our middles are really relying on our pins there to set that block, and she really did a great job for me, so I'm looking forward to that. Bethany Harris, she has been a setter for me all the way around, and then kind of put her in different positions as a 5-1 and then as a 6-2. And she's one that I'm really looking forward to coming back. Her IQ of the game has grown so much. So whether we're in a situation where I need to really rely on her for our only setter in a 5-1 type scenario, or she's extremely consistent and has really developed connections with her hitters. So, I'm just really looking forward to seeing what she can bring to our team next year. And it's going to be a different group of girls on the floor together. So we're going to have to figure it out. But I know she'll be one that can handle it. And then Lily Thorpe, she's always a big force, whether it's at the net, serving line, or then halfway through the season, I kind of put her in that setting role as well. And I saw a lot of great things with her. She's extremely powerful for us at the net, so that's definitely her strong suit. She filled a gap for me as a setter. But that's one thing I think we're going to have to just consider is kind of where our needs are next year. And I know Lily's going to be one of the ones that'll be more than willing to go wherever we need her and fill whatever. There's several other girls on our roster and who weren't on our roster this year that I've definitely got my eye on and that I think can really play some big roles for us next season. So as sad as I am to see our season end, I'm very excited for our team going into next year.
Yeah, and the younger kids on this team, they just really impressed me throughout the season. But yeah, Lake and Roney and Bryn Deflison, big losses, so is Sam Meal. But yeah, defensively though, Roni was basically a second libero on the back line for you guys. So big loss right there, but still you guys have a good young team moving up through the ranks as well.
Yeah, we certainly do. You know, Lakin, she unfortunately missed 1,000 digs by, I think it was like 18 digs. Otherwise she would have met that milestone as well. So and that speaks a lot. She's not just necessarily a back row player. She's all over our court. And so when you have a player like that who does such a phenomenal job, whether she's at the net, in the back court, on the serving line, she finds a way to get points on the board for you. And so, yeah, all those seniors are gonna be tough to fill. But I know we have a really, really strong returning juniors and sophomores. And our freshman class this year was extremely talented, and they still are. And it'll be really interesting kind of how we decide to navigate, or I guess, you know, what the girls, how they improve throughout that off season and who we're going to put on the floor together next year.
Coach, any final thoughts to wrap up this season?
You know, no, I think the girls had a great season. I think you and I spoke. It's been a little bit since I've looked at my stat sheet, but I think we ended the record 28-9 overall. And so for our girls, have under 10 losses in such a competitive state of volleyball and especially region of volleyball, that's really key. And you know, a few of our losses came earlier in the season in those early season tournaments, and then two to Linton and, three losses to Lemoore, but it was such a great season and every one of those girls improved and it was just so much fun, having the opportunity to be their coach and help guide them through their season, but, they all improved so much. And no, I'm sad the season's over, but I'm so proud of them. And, you know, I can't wait to get started on next season. Kind of my work for that season's already started, but Those girls need a little bit of time off, and hopefully they get it, and I'll be just cheering them on in their next phase, whatever that is.
Coach, thank you so much for your time and for joining me this season. A lot of fun learning about the sport of volleyball with you throughout the course of the season.
It's been so much fun. Thank you so much, Ricky. You've been fantastic, and I know our girls have appreciated you and everything you've done for our girls in the games and listening to you broadcast. So thank you.
Thank you, Coach. And once again, that is head coach Caitlin Hagen here on the Oaks Tornado podcast. And that is going to be a wrap for the volleyball season. Volleyball will be back next season.